Where are we right now?
We are at 3406 West Taft, and that is the location of the masjid or the mosque of the Islamic Association of Mid-Kansas at Wichita.
Now, I understand this is the oldest mosque in Wichita?
Yes, it's the first one that was established in Wichita. Maybe it's in the first one in Kansas.
In 1978?
1978, right.
Well, take me inside. But first, tell me, it appears that there's some smoke damage on the door.
Right. It's a smoke damage. We didn't get to fix that yet. We have to replace the door. We just replaced the glass. It was broken and so on. Just temporary. The whole door will be replaced, and this area will be redone, the entrance. We finished doing the outside, basically the siding and the roof and the trusses for the roof. So the shell is ready, you know, but the inside is not yet.
Well, let's go ahead and go inside.
See, I just put this so keep it open for now.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Now, what is this area? Describe it for us.
Okay. This used to be an office area, so we had to remove all the carpet, all the chairs that used to exist here, tables and so on. Books was burned out. And on this side, it was more of a... We have, in Islam, a separation between women and men. So basically, that side is that's where the women pray. And on this side, that's where the men pray.
So, Abe, you can tell that the roof has been replaced.
Yes, it has.
But boy, the
and
other
some
part...
Some of the walls have been replaced. One wall was replaced. That wall was repaired, this east wall.
And new windows.
And all the new windows, there are 21 or 22 windows that had to be replaced because of the broken from the heat and smoke. Yeah.
And you can still smell the smoke, I tell
right,
you.
Right.
If you would, take us back to Halloween of 2011. In the wee hours, I understand that's when the fire started.
It started sometime maybe before midnight. I was called in about 2 o'clock to come in and talk to the fire department, and the ATF people and the FBI people were all here. They called me up, showed up here with my wife, and we saw the fire still going on there trying to put it out.
So what was it like to see the place of worship on fire?
It's just a shock initially, and it doesn't set in until a while. You know, so what's going on here? Who did it and why and so on?
Estimation of the damage is about $150,000?
Oh, it varies. Depends. The fire department said $150,000. Some other people say $130,000. I don't know exactly. So far, we have, we're spending lots of money just to get it back in almost the same shape it was before.
Now, the fire is still under investigation?
They finished the investigation, and I got a call from the fire department, Lieutenant Evans, I think his name was, and he says they determined that it was arson.
And with that in mind, are they looking to see whether or not it's a hate crime?
We had, some letters before that and so on. So we don't really know for sure whether it's a hate crime or just some delinquents or somebody decided to throw something to burn the place.
You said some letters.
Yeah, we had, previous to the fire, a few months before that, we had hate anti-Islamic letters that came in the mail for several weeks, before that. And some of them actually were sent someplace else in the country, and they used our address here as a return address, whoever sent those.
And has there been any connection made between the fire and that?
No connection as far as I know. The FBI still has that case open, and they are investigating. And same thing with the ATF, they are saying still an open case since it's arson.
You mentioned ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I understand that they are offering a $5,000 reward for anyone with information.
Right, I heard that, and I was told by the fire department that was going to happen. because we don't know for sure who did it, and maybe that will bring out somebody that will say something about what caused the fire.
Have you heard about mosque burnings across the country?
Yes, I've read about it. I've talked to people from other organizations in Washington, D.C. and St. Louis. They called up when this happened, and some of them called recently just still to keep track of what's going on. And they say that's been happening all over the country.
Is that a surprise to you?
To them, because they keep, track of stuff like that, they say it's not a surprise.
So it's something that's been taking
place. All over the country.
What takes place now at the mosque?
Right now, we just use it for, since we don't have any other place to pray on Fridays, we have been using it for Friday prayers. Temporarily, with no heating or air conditioning or lights or plumbing and so on. And we just meet here for about an hour and a half to 2 hours on Fridays to do our congregational prayer.
On the cement floor?
No, we have carpets that we put in, temporary carpets that we bought in order to allow people to pray on the floor.
What are you telling your members in terms of the future and what should happen?
We have been telling everybody that this happened. We don't know the reason for it. And investigations are still going on. And we need your help. That's basically to rebuild the place. It has sentimental values, and it also has the religious values. As Muslims, we don't like to desert places of worship that were burned or whatever, something damaged and so on. We always tend to go and replace it, repair it, and because it is a place to meet and pray to God.
That's Abdel Karim Jibril. He is the president of the Islamic Association of Mid-Kansas. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Sure.